Unit 7. Food in New York.
These days, I often visit the East Village with my friends. It is an interesting place where you can hang out and find ethnic enclaves on different blocks. These areas have been inhabited by immigrants from India, Ukraine, and South Korea, and are sometimes called by their nicknames, such as Little Ukraine or Koreatown. You can enjoy specialties that are typical to those countries. When you walk for a few minutes from Astor Place to the east, you can find a lot of Japanese-style restaurants with their signs in Japanese. The food they serve ranges from udon noodles, okonomiyaki, yakitori, and casual pub-style food to traditional dishes, such as kaiseki and yuba courses, which are served only by high-end restaurants in Tokyo. It is the best place to stop by when you are craving Japanese food. Panya Bakery sells Japanese bento boxes and sweets. I was thrilled to find Mama Daifuku in this store. I just couldn't resist buying one. Also, ramen noodles have become everyone's favorite in today's New York. Just recently, Angie and I stopped by Momofuku, one of those ramen restaurants that is getting attention. There, we saw a lot of customers walking in and out. The customers had no trouble using chopsticks, which was amazing to me. I wanted to eat authentic Japanese ramen, but what they actually served was a bit expensive and unique. There was little soup over the noodles, and the way the toppings were arranged was what I had never seen before. I think over the years that New York-style ramen has been modernized and changed to meet the more stylish tastes of New Yorkers. Veselka is a traditional Ukrainian restaurant in the East Village that you should definitely try. The store is filled with modern art goods and colorful matryoshka dolls, and is often visited by artists, photographers, actors, and actresses in the city. Simple Ukrainian dishes such as borscht, stuffed cabbage, and Ukrainian dumplings are reasonable and easy on your stomach. There are many regulars, and some people come here just for the holiday pancake brunch. Next time I visit the East Village, I would like to try Korean food, which is now popular in Japan.